WELCOM Eternight Cruiser Blog. Partying across Australia. Wine is a complex topic. It is an indispensable part of culture, genetics, agriculture and history. Previously it was confined to regional boundaries, but globalization has made it possible that you get wine anywhere and everywhere, and it does not need to be old to taste great. Wine tours in Australia. Nowadays, the wine tours are in trend, and for wine patrons, this is one of the most logical steps that comes just after drinking it. But in case you're a wine travel virgin, you may be daunted to think what your first wine tour can have in store for you. But do not worry. The best wine tours in Australia have much to offer and will leave you pleasantly surprised. Even the seasoned wine lovers sometimes need to be reminded of what to expect and what to not. That is why here I enlisted some of the tips that will help you get the best wine tour that you will remember forever for all the right reasons. Plan ahead of time. Last moment inquiries can prompt disappointment. Wineries have very little availability and restricted accessibility. So in the event that you have your heart set on a specific winery or wine visit, it's best to book no less than a week ahead. If it's peak season, you can even book 1 month ahead of time. Start early to avoid crowds in the event that you don't start early, particularly on weekends. You will lose time, you will also find the owners and the winemakers being distracted by the other people. As a result of that, you will miss out on the one-on-one attention that you would get otherwise. Spit or swallow? Well, the answer is, it's truly up to you, so don't be hesitant to do either. Obviously, in case you're going to spit, please utilize the spittoons. If you're despising a type of wine or simply don't feel like drinking whatever is left of it, don't feel obliged to complete it. You will be pleased to hear that this is the only time in your life where spitting is something that is not socially discarded. What's more, if you like something, it's all yours to drink. You've paid for this tasting above all things. Whatever be the reason, you should keep in mind to pace up if you have arranged an all-day-long wine tasting tour. Driving is not an option. Whether you plan to spit or swallow, wouldn't it be extraordinary to have the choice to drink if something specific gets your attention? Additionally, in many of the wine-centric areas you will need to drive between wineries to get around. So without an auto or driver, the only option left to you is the unpredictable public transport or simply walking. You have three alternatives under such circumstances. Employ a driver, which can really be budget-friendly. Choose an assigned chauffeur as a part of the self-drive trip, or go for a group tour with 5 to 8 individuals. The last is undoubtedly the most convenient option for you, as it will help you to unwind and meet other wine lovers and overall have a lovely time. It doesn't need to cost the world. It's a simple misinterpretation to believe that wine tours or charter bus rentals will dig a hole in your pocket. However, this needn't be the situation. You should research well to abstain from paying any pointless premiums. Wine visits ought to be educative, fun and will offer you the best memories to treasure. Don't miss that out for an apparently high price tag. The above are some of the tips that will help you experience the best wine trips at an affordable rate.